At the International Conference on Precision Agriculture, I'm visiting with one of our international visitors, Rachel Wakwasi. First of all, Rachel, tell me where you're from and what you do.
Yeah, my name is Rachel Wakwasi. I'm from Nigeria, that's West Africa. I'm from Imo State, precisely. A lecturer with the Federal University of Technology, Owerri. I take agri-economics as a course, and also tending towards rural sociology presently.
So what brought you here to this conference? I think you said you will be presenting a poster here.
Yeah, actually I've done several works on Farmer Field School. Yes, 6 months ago I was in India. We did, there was a conference, an INSEE conference actually, and I presented a paper on farmers, their integrated pest management methods. And here I am in America again to do something on Farmer Field School, but this time on precision agriculture. We're trying to promote farmers to work as scientists, to help themselves, to do the real thing, to work with laptops. In my country, we're seeing it that it's more or less like the era of farmers being taken as ignorant people is fast going. So in my work, I actually did something on farmers trying to test the soil pH on their own. And again, it's mainly also on agro ecosystem analysis, where farmers go into the field, take measurements of crops, try to find out natural enemies, and then try to conserve them too. And that would help us to avoid using pesticides that could bring about toxicity in fields. So that's what my work is actually on. So, great. That's it.
Well, I know we're at really the first full day of the conference here. There's another, I guess, 2 days to go. What kinds of things would, you know, besides presenting your work here, what would you like to take home with you? What would you like to learn here, hope to learn here while you're here?
Okay. Already, I'm beginning to take into my consciousness that farming should be all about exactness, which is what precision agriculture is all about. It's all about farmers going scientific, trying to find out problems of crop variations scientifically, and then working out or trying to solve problems with data that could help and that are realistic. So when I go home, I go back to my school, my farmer school, and then take back the technologies I've seen today, and also some of the agro
companies that are here.
Yeah, that are here. They've shown us several technologies that are not actually in my country. And again, we in Nigeria, there's presently a program tagged ATA, which is Agricultural Transformation Agenda, which the federal government is trying to promote. So with what I have seen here, with the various companies I have come in contact with, and with the various presenters and resource persons, I think the things I have seen and I've been exposed to are things I'm sure would help my country to progress more on agricultural and technologies. And
well, I've talked to some of these companies here too since I've been here that have said that, you know, they may see their current market here in the U.S., but we're in a global marketplace now today, and they do see that they're going to be probably needing to market their products, bring them, and of course that's going to include probably some training and education in other parts of the world, which certainly would include Africa, I mean South America, Europe, etc. So this has been an interesting conference because we have people here from 45 countries, so
sure.
It does truly have an international attendance. In fact, about, I think half of the people here just about are not from the United States. So, so what do you think so far? I mean, I know we're into the first day. What has it? Has it? Has it been kind of what you expected?
Yeah. So far, so very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Because from what I saw today, I've learned new things, and I've been made to understand that agriculture is not all about, you know, going to the field and tilling the soil. It's more or less like a scientific thing.
Mm-hmm.
And resource persons believe that farmers can do it if they are taught the right way to do it, and if they have the right instruments, you know. So with the agro companies that are here today, they have picked some of their contacts, and they are ready to collaborate with them, maybe countries that are ready to work with them. And again, I've also come to see that one cannot do much without capacity building. And if it means getting some of the resource persons I've seen here today to come over to Nigeria or to collaborate with us so that we can help farmers, you know, get a better place in their productivity and in production, I think I wouldn't mind persuading those in authority to do that.
Okay. Well, I hope so. I hope that this type of conference fosters a little more collaboration, which just makes sense. We can learn from each other, actually. So, well, thank you very much, Rachel, for talking with me and for just the opportunity to get to meet you here at this, the 11th International Conference on Precision Agriculture. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.